I decided to join the Master One Myth program because I want to become a PE teacher. Sport has always played an important role in my life. It taught me discipline, pushing my limits, teamwork, and I want to pass all of that on to young people. Teaching PE isn't just about getting students to move, it's also about helping them build self-confidence, discover themselves, and learn how to live and work together. This job really speaks to me because it combines sport, education, human interaction, and the desire to have a positive impact on others. For me, the Master One Myth is a key step to get proper training, understand the profession deeply, and prepare for the competitive exam. It's a commitment, but also a real personal motivation. My favorite sport is basketball. Outside of playing sport, one of my favorite hobbies in my free time is coaching the U11 basketball team. It's a rewarding experience that allows me to share my passion and help young players improve. Apart from that, I love spending time with my family whenever I get the chance, and I also enjoy playing other sports like football. The worst thing I have ever eaten was a very spicy dish during a stay abroad. Not being used to this type of flavor, I had difficulty fully enjoying it. However, this experience made me more aware of the richness and diversity of culinary tradition, despite my personal preference. If I had to sing a song at a karaoke night, it would be My Heart Will Go On by Céline Dion. This song is a timeless classic known by almost everyone thanks to the movie Titanic. It offers a great opportunity to showcase vocal power while emotionally touching the audience. It always creates a wonderful atmosphere, and singing such a famous hit often brings people together to share a memorable moment. The worst thing to hear just before being put under anesthesia for open heart surgery would be to learn that a loved one has unfortunately passed away, or that a family member is in the hospital, or that there is a high chance the surgery will not go well. Such news would be a terrible shock and would greatly increase stress and anxiety at an already very delicate moment. The last photo I took was a screenshot of my English test result. The celebrity I would like to meet at Starbucks for a coffee is Michael Jordan. I admire his exceptional talents, unwavering determination, and legendary competitive spirit that have profoundly shaped basketball history. Beyond his athletic achievements, he embodies strong values of perseverance, leadership, and self-improvement. I would really like to talk with him to better understand his journey, the obstacle he overcame, his vision of success both on and off the court, and how he managed pressure both during games and in his personal life. Personally, I would choose to lose the ability to read rather than the ability to speak. Altoid reading is a valuable tool for accessing knowledge and culture. Oral communication seems essential to me for maintaining social connection, expressing my emotion, and sharing my idea in real time. Being able to speak would allow me to stay connected with others in an authentic and spontaneous way. In my view, losing the ability to speak would lead to a much deeper feeling of isolation than losing the ability to read. My first question upon waking up after being cryogenically frozen for 100 years would be, what kind of world am I waking up to? I would like to know how society, technology, and daily life have evolved during all that time. If I were my own roommate, the most annoying aspect would probably be my occasional lack of organization and my tendency to procrastinate, especially when it comes to cleaning. Additionally, I could sometimes be too talkative or energetic, which might disturb the peace of the shared space. Finally, my irregular schedule, especially because of basketball, as well as my need for quiet moments, could also complicate harmonious cohabitation. Personally, I would prefer to well produce glitter. Personally, I would prefer to fly razor than breath underwater because it would offer an extraordinary freedom of movement. Being able to rise above the ground would allow me to avoid traffic jams, see the world from a new perspective, and travel quickly without any constraint. Moreover, flying embodies an ancient human dream, symbolizing lightness and adventure, which would provide a deep sense of freedom and a unique connection with nature. If I could create a club around something quirky, it would be an everyday detective club. Its goal would be to observe and solve small mysteries of daily life. While some plants fail to grow, where missing socks mysteriously disappear too, or who is responsible for the strange noise that breaks the surrounding silence. This club would combine humor, curiosity, and the spirit of investigation, making each day more playful and intriguing. If I could change the ending of a famous film, I would choose James Cameron's Titanic. In the original version, Rose survives the sinking alone while Jack dies in the icy water of the Atlantic. This ending, while poignant and realistic, leaves the viewer with a certain sadness and a sense of loss. For my new ending, I would like to imagine that Jack also manages to survive. After being rescued, Jack and Rose could then face the difficulties of life together after the tragedy, rebuilding their future away from the Titanic. This ending would convey a message of hope and rebirth, emphasizing the strength of love in the face of adversity. It also allows youth to comment on their relationship evolving in a more realistic context with its ups and downs, but still driving by a deep connection. In short, this new conclusion would offer a more optimistic note to the film, celebrating not only passion, but also resilience and the will to keep moving forward despite hardship.